The Assembly unanimously approved a major rezoning of 152 acres of city-owned land near Auk Lake that could, eventually, lead to hundreds of new homes. The rezoning of Pedersen Hill is about a tenfold increase in density. Officials hope it will relieve some of the demand and high costs in Juneau's tight housing market. Nearby resident Dave Hanna was the only person to speak during the public hearing before the vote. He supported the change.
I say it with kind of a heavy heart because I used to roam around in those woods when I was a kid, and you always hate to see those places go away, so to speak. But on the other hand, this does serve a need that the community has.
Assemblyman Jerry Nankervis's absence from Monday's meeting meant a controversial rezoning of a two-acre lot on Atlin Drive was short of vote. Owner Richard Harris wants the property rezoned from a residential designation to light industrial, which would give him more flexibility. He has not disclosed his plans for the property. The lot has been through more than 3 years of vetting and appeals through the Planning Commission and Assembly. The Planning Commission denied the rezoning, but the Assembly narrowly reversed that decision on appeal in March, 5-4. Monday's vote to rezone the property should have been a formality, but with only four yeas, it failed. Opponents say putting light industry in the area is a bad fit. It conflicts with long-term planning documents and conflicts with efforts to promote affordable housing. Mayor Sanford, who voted yes, said the failed vote is temporary. Through a procedural action, the rezoning measure will be resurrected at the Assembly's next meeting. Speaking of appeals, it's been 18 years since the cost of filing to reverse a city board or commission's decision has gone up. Monday, the Assembly approved doubling the $250 filing fee. Here's Mayor Merrill Sanford.
It costs anywhere from $350 to $1,600 estimate just in copying for most appeals, so we should be recouping our expenses too.
Karen Crane and Jesse Keel were the no votes in the 5-2 vote. Crane said raising the fee would discourage appeals, which she could justify if the city had a problem with frivolous cases, but it doesn't.
I think we're just making it more difficult for people to interact with local government by doing that.
Keel said the appeals process should not be thought of as a business.
It seems the $250 level we have now is enough to beat back the, why not give it a shot appeals, when you consider that we're never going to recoup our costs for this.
And finally, Mayor Sanford got a little choked up proclaiming this month Juneau Pride 2014. It's a celebration of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people and their contributions. With the microphone and proclamation in hand, he read,
"On behalf of the City and Borough Assembly, do hereby proclaim June 2014 as Juneau Pride 2014 and encourage the Juneau community to celebrate the diversity of Alaska."
Local LGBT groups plan to hold a week of cultural events beginning next Monday. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.